السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في قرآنه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. صدق الله العليم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here as a witness for an agreement which he concluded with the believers. That is, مِنْ إِمْسَاكٍ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٍ بِإِحْسَانٍ. You must preserve your spouse in your family life with good manners. Each and every one of us must protect our iman and amal in the criteria of the Quran and Hadith. Because only the Quran and Hadith shows us the straight path. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Follow the same path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. When you follow the straight path, you may come across several crossroads. You should not proceed towards it. If you enter into that, you will lose the proper direction. It means sometimes when we face in our family problems, we may end up with prostitution. Similarly, if we fall into the social life, sometimes we may come across problems. Thereby it will take us to do many evil acts, such as addicted to alcohol, gambling and robbery. So it is most essential to fulfill the task of the husband and wife in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way. Therefore, every bride and bridegroom should awake for the tahajjud prayers in the first day of their family life and continue it until they return towards Allah. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. May Allah grant his rahmat and mercy on a person who rose up early at dawn, performed 2 rakat tahajjud and did awake his wife also. She refused to get up, then he sprinkled some water drops on her face, saying, "Oh my beloved wife, do prostrate for your sustainer to achieve his contentment." Vice versa, if the wife does the similar, she obtains Rahmatul Lil Alameen's dua at the beginning of the day. Out of this only they can be successful in their life. Due to that, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoined to choose the spouse who obeys Allah. One day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the sahaba, "Iyyakum wa khulara ad-daman." "Qalu wa ma khulara ad-daman ya Rasulullah?" "I warn you about the spoiled vegetables." Sahaba asked, "What is the spoiled vegetables ya Rasulullah?" He emphasized, "She is a beautiful woman who brought up in the family where there is no piety." Another occasion Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya kulluha mata, khayru mata ad-dunya al-maratu as-salihah." Whatever exists in this dunya is material. The best out of this material is a pious woman. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu preferred to marry a woman from Quraysh, but he couldn't. He got married to a woman from Kindar tribe in the Yemen. At the first day of the marriage, he went to his wife's place. Suddenly he astonished because their house was embellished with a garment like the Kaaba. In order to this, he asked, "What happened to your house? Amahmumum baituk, am tuhulatul kaabatu ila kinda? Is your house ails with fever or is the Kaaba turning to kinda?" So they responded, "There is nothing as you think. These are all preparation for you and your wife's enjoyment." Therefore Salman radiallahu anhu said, "My Khalil Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't decree to me this kind of activities. He ordered me to live in this dunya like a traveler who took some shade underneath a tree and continued his journey back home." Then Salman radiallahu anhu stepped inside the house. The people who came with him also tried to step in. Hazrat Salman said, "I am going to go to my wife, so wait away from me." After he reached to his wife, he sat down next to her and asked, "Will you obey me?" Her response was that, "In a jealous majlis of my yuta, I have sat next to a person who Allah has ordered me to obey." On hearing this, Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu supplicated, holding his wife's forehead here, "Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma jabaltaha alayha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha
Vasharrama Jabaltaha Alaiha and told, please come, we shall pray to for the betterment of our future. Next day, the friends came and asked, O Salman, how was your wife? He refused to respond them. They asked again and again. Eventually, Hazrat Salman pronounced, I heard my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, anyone of husband and wife who spreads the secret of their private life, they are like two donkeys who are fornicating in the public. So my dear brothers, nowadays we can see everything is happening opposite. May Allah protect us from this kind of satanic ways.